We'll come back to Eben and Carrie-Anne in just a moment, but first let's hear from a bunch of fledgling coders. They all attend Park Street Primary School in Cambridge and go to an off-school coding club called the Park Street Hacker Elite, which sounds very exciting. They were thrilled to get 5 free Raspberry Pis from the Foundation in the Year of Code competition and have managed to get sponsorship from the local tech firm Bango for the cables and screens and all the stuff they need to hook them up. Before these trainee hackers are let loose on those, though, they have to get the rudiments of code straight by learning some of the most basic languages. Catherine Carr went along on Tuesday to see them in action.
Yeah. Okay. Listening in, ladies and gents.
My name is Mr. C, and I started the coding club at Park Street.
This week with the Fruit Machine Project. Theo, you need to be listening.
They're starting to mandate for teachers to be teaching all of this sort of coding stuff now. It's getting to the point where lots of teachers are afraid of it because the jargon that they use is quite complex, but the subject itself and the concepts are very, very simple. I mean, if you know how to make a cup of tea, then you know what an algorithm is because you do the same thing every time, get the same result, and that's all coding really is.
If your sprites are stopping at the same time, you need to check your variables because it means you set them for all of your sprites at once. So once you click on it, you get a universal result.
I think that with the digital age coming around, it's about time that kids started to learn to tell a machine what to do rather than be told by the machine. And coding's the first way to get started in that.
Go to variables, there's variables, and then there's variables, and then click make a variable.
My name is Isabella, and I'm playing this game I made on Scratch called Whack-A-Witch. So basically what you're meant to do is, like, you make it into full screen, and then you click on the flag, and then the witches will start disappearing and moving around.
So this is a game that you actually made yourself?
Yeah, I made myself.
The curriculum that we've got set up for Code Club has them pushing to be programming in a language called Python by the end of an academic year, which is quite a technical language to use for children when you consider that they have trouble putting capital letters and full stops in their own writing. Trying to get curly brackets and the right indents inside coding language could be quite a challenging task. But that's what they're aiming for. I'm hoping just that we can get onto some hard Scratch and have some sort of physical world applications to our coding. So make a little machine that has a light that blinks or a burglar alarm that takes a photo of somebody that comes in, something real world and physical that we can see a result from.
My name's Richard Leyland. I'm Bango's VP of Marketing Communications.
So tell me about the involvement in this coding club and why you decided to do it.
We're quite interested in the whole idea of coding being a new form of literacy that needs to be taught in schools, and we see coding clubs like this as being, you know, experimental ventures in that whole idea of teaching coding and it being a new competency that all kids need to have, and so we're quite happy to support it and be part of it.
It could be because you've put ScoreScript into every one of your characters.
My name's Tamara Sword and I'm a technology marketer. I run a company called TRM&C, which helps early stage companies take new products to market. When I was 8 years old, my dad bought a Commodore 64. Unlike today's gaming consoles, you could actually program it. It wasn't just about playing games. You could also actually code it yourself. And that's what I used to do. I used to write programs in a language called BASIC for my Commodore 64, and I absolutely loved it. But then when I was 11 years old, I went to secondary school, and something kind of changed. I stopped coding. And looking back, I think there were a variety of issues, but one of them definitely was the fact that when I went to the computing club, it was exclusively boys. And all the teachers who could teach computer science were male too. So I suppose my takeaway aged 11 was this wasn't the place that I actually belonged, and partly as a result, I stopped coding.
Let's stop to one when someone clicks on the image.
I have 7 girls and 13 boys. Everybody was keen, so the shout went out to everybody in Key Stage 2, and it had to be by ballot. We were supposed to take on 12, so they recommend 12, but we took 20 because I'm a big soft.
At home, I have a Raspberry Pi, and I found it quite fun to do it with my dad, so I thought this would be a nice chance to do some more and learn about it more.
I came because I just like fiddling with things, and that's what you do in coding.
Is there any sense that the kids are super motivated to do these sorts of things because it's a bit more exciting than full stops and capital letters in literacy?
Definitely. Writing is something that they've done forever and it's a bit mundane, but when they can do their writing and it produces a computer game at the end of it, then that reward is huge. Whatever you break on coding, you can fix, but if you mess up with your writing, you have to rub it all out and start again.
You get to do loads of things and it's really free. You don't just look at it and then copy it off. you sort of make things whatever you want.
At the moment, there's a big rallying cry around the Year of Code that everybody should learn how to code a website. And I think that's rather like saying that everybody should learn how to wire their own house. Not strictly true. I mean, certainly we need people who can do that. But actually, what's much more important, I think, is that the foundations of that application, the foundations of coding, which is actually computer science, is taught in schools really as a foundational skill.
Children in your class must talk about what they want to do when they leave school eventually. How many of them would you say have aspirations to work in this kind of field, tech field, coding field, programming?
At this stage, the kids that I deal with, 7 to 9, their ideas of career are quite pie in the sky to begin with. I'd like to be an astronaut or an actor or Superman. But we have one or two children here specifically who are very technology-oriented, and they have said to me previously, what sort of jobs are there available for me in technology? What can I do as a grown-up? And so we've had a chat about that, but it tends to be more boys, to be honest, who ask those sort of questions than girls. I think of all the children I've had ask me, of the half a dozen, I'd say 5 of them are boys, maybe 1 girl's come to ask me.
Hang on.
What?
I think it might be the other way round.
That was Mark Kalija, ICT coordinator at Park Street Primary School in Cambridge, ending that report by Catherine Carr.